The VIU Mariners women's basketball team have added a PacWest championship to what's been a one-of-a-kind season. Vancouver Island University's women won the Pacific Western Athletic Association banner this past weekend in North Vancouver, defeating their most bitter rivals the Columbia Bible College Bearcats by a 69-59 score. "We knew we just had to stay focused on doing our jobs and staying out of any nonsense and just taking the higher road, and we did a good job of doing that," said Tony Bryce, VIU coach. "We ignored all the outside noise and just played basketball and obviously did a little better than they did, but they're a very good team and I think they're going to represent very well out at nationals as well, on the court." Bryce said his players had a pretty good zen, handling the ups and downs of the games. "With all the Mariners' best players playing well, it made for the type of balance needed to win." VIU's Harriet McKenzie led her team in the final with 21 points, 10 rebounds and 3 blocks, while Michaela Kimball scored 13, Mackenzie Cox scored 12 points to go with 6 assists and Mackenzie Hall had 12 rebounds and 6 assists. The CBC Bearcats were led by Grace Park, who scored 16, and Kagari Tomita, who had 15 points and 14 boards. Bryce said he's proud of his players for sticking together and showing resilience and maturity, and said winning the PacWest title was a big one during a season filled with adversity. VIU's star player McKenzie, who is transgender, spoke out in the fall semester about discrimination she faced during and after games against CBC, and a league investigation resulted in the Bearcats coach being suspended and provincials being relocated from Columbia Bible College's gym. "People tried to tear us apart and we let love prevail and lead to success," Bryce said. "We know the truth. We know our people and we know the genuine side of each other and we love and appreciate each other in every way, and you can see that in the way they operate on and off the court." He credited the PacWest and Capilano University for creating a safe environment for basketball and hosting on short notice. The Mariners had a strong cheering section cross the strait to see VIU win the championship. "It was a pretty intense environment, which I think will bode well for nationals," Bryce said. "It was great to see all the support out there on the VIU side trying to help us stay strong, and we did, and they were a big part of that. We have a great fan base and we appreciate all the support we've had this year because we've needed it at times, for sure." McKenzie was selected MVP of Provincials and VIU's Cox and Kimball, CBC's Tomita and Alyssa Vrugdenhul, and Cap's Maddie Coffin were chosen tournament All-Stars. Both the Mariners and the Bearcats qualify for Canadian Collegiate Athletic Association Nationals in Fredericton, NB, from March 12 to 15. In other VIU basketball news, the Mariners men earned silver at PacWest Championships, falling 75-70 to the Capilano Blues. Cameron Bender led the M's with 21 points and Kai Layden added 16.